Hi, and welcome to our podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about meditation as therapy. When I talk about therapy, I'm really not qualified to talk about it from a health point of view, but I can refer you to a number of important research documents that have come out in the last few years, and they seem to be from all over the world. It seems now that doctors are open to the idea of meditation and mindfulness being a form of therapy, not so much to cure a person of a particular ailment, but to work alongside conventional treatments to assist the person to cope with stress. Many years ago, when my mother had cancer and she was dying, she asked me, "Son, could you teach me to meditate?" At the time, I was a little bit reluctant to do so because I felt that she was so sick that I wouldn't be able to assist her. However, I looked at this woman who was near the end of her life, who was in a great deal of pain, and I thought to myself, the best thing that I can do is teach her the simplest form of meditation. And so I said to Mum, "Why don't you just take your glasses off and stare at a candle?" Mum was short-sighted, and so when she took her glasses off, it meant that the candle was just aglow. Mum used to take it in turns to stay at my house and my sister's home. My sister rang me one day and she said, "Whatever did you tell Mum about meditation? Because I find her now at 2 o'clock in the morning out in the living room staring at a candle. And what's more," she said, "we're getting through a lot of candles." Meditation doesn't have to be complicated. It can be simple. And there are many, many different ways of meditating. This is just one of them, to take a candle and to stare at the candle. Try and empty your mind as much as you possibly can, but that's not easy. And if your mind is full of, as they say, a tree full of monkeys, if you're completely distracted, it doesn't matter. At the end of your meditation period, whatever that might be, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever time at all you can spare, then it's not wasted if you are completely distracted. It's the intention that really matters, the fact that you're going to your meditation place. I wish you well, and I hope that you get a great deal out of your meditation. I'm Peter Thomas, and this Meditation and Mindfulness podcast is a presentation of the Carmelite Center, a place for facilitating spiritual journeys. Bookmark this website to keep up to date with programs at the center.